Okay, today's Daf Mem. Let us start with the Mishnah, Lamitesim Abeis. Lamitesim Abeis, the Mishnah. Ain Shor, so yesterday you had the discussion of Maror. That was yesterday's Daf. So today we get back to Inyani Chametz. Ain Shor is a Mursan Latarnagolin. When it's not allowed to soak Mursan, which is a type of bran, soak it with water to feed your chickens, because that will cause it to become chametz. Aval chaltin, you'll have to scald it with some hot water, because we don't assume the hot water is going to make it boiling water. We don't assume the boiling water is going to make it chametz. Ha'isha lo tishre es ha-mursa shetolach b'yad l'merchatz, a woman who's going to use also this type of mursa mixed with water, use it for some type of soap. She's not allowed to do that in order to take it to the merchatz, to the bathhouse. Aval shafa hi b'psar yavesh. She's allowed to wipe it on her skin, which is somewhat wet, and therefore it's going to become a little wet that way. But we don't assume that's enough in order to make it chametz. Lo yilos adam chitin v'yaniach al makaso mebnei shein makritzot. One is not allowed to chew on wheat and put it on his maka, because even the saliva from one's mouth is enough liquid when it comes in contact with these chitim to make it chametz. The Ritva here has the ha'ara that, first of all, we're talking about the Isser Hana of chametz in this last line. Some say we're talking about Bayer Rabbi Yimatze, but the Ritva says we're talking about Isser Hana, and Yesh Lomar says the Ritva demayri b'maka she'ein b'shum sakana. Obviously, we're not talking about a maka that there is no sakanas nefashas involved. If there's sakanas nefashas involved, then chametz is mutter. It's not one of the big three, even though it is a chi of kares, but it's not one of the big three. Inami de'efshar b'lav hachi, or there's another way, even if it's a maka sheyesh bo sakana, if you have a different option, then you're not allowed to rely on this. The lo, kivin shezeh shelo derek hanacha, so who, misrapim hanafilu shelo b'makam sakanas aguf. Okay, so that's what the Ritva says, that we're not talking about a sakanas ever here. Continues the Gemara. What? Is there a chi of karis? There might be a chi of karis for Isra Achila, this karis. Is there, right? By it says, right, so in Achila, it's mutter, right. Okay, Tana Rabbana. The following items do not ever become chametz. Ha'afui, something that is baked already, and then it comes in contact with water, that's not going to become chametz. V'hamavushal, or it's cooked. We're going to explain that one in a minute. Or if it's scalded with scalding water, that also does not make it chametz. Mavushal, says the Gemara. Mavushal is one of the ones cooked. What do you mean? Mavushal doesn't become chametz. Ad mavashalei mechama. What do you mean? As when you cook it, it becomes chametz. What do you mean after it cooks? When you cook it, it becomes chametz. And Rashi explains, you can't say it means cooking it in boiling water, because that's the next line of the Braisa. Chol shechal de baroschin. So this has to be maybe in lukewarm water, and lukewarm water does cause chametz. So where it says, Amar papa ha'afui shebishlu ka'amar. Afui, no, the first two in the Braisa are really one. Ha'afui shebishlu. Baked, something baked that you now cooked, so that cannot become chametz. This is the first smach of the day that we have to the minhag of Gebrux. That here it says, it cannot become chametz, ha'afui shebishlo ka'amar. So that it says, cannot become chametz. What would have been the havamina? You might have thought that it wasn't fully baked. The Shor HaMisyanim Balacha here says, this is a smach, that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk about the minhag of Gebrux and Matzah Shruya. That's the Memalef and Aleph. Today we're going to have two little smachim in the Gemara, pointed out by different achronim, for this minhag. But again, that was this havamina here. Ha'afui shebishlo, the Gemara says, is mutter. It's not, does not become chametz. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Kemach Shunaf Olotoch Odzalaf. If flour that had rainwater drip onto it, Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, Eino Ba'o L'dei Chimutz. It does not become chametz from this rainwater that's dripping in. Amar Papa, Papa says that's only if, Vehuda Avil Tif Lahadi Tif. That's only if it's constant. If it's drip after drip, because we assume that if it's constantly dripping, so that there's no time, we don't leave it alone in order for it to become chametz, in order for it to rise. Because it's constantly dripping from the first moment that water touches it. Amidebe Rav Shila, Vatika Shari. Beir Rav Shila says, Vatika, this type of wheat grain mixture, is mutter. It does not become chametz. Vatanya Vatika Aser. Vatika is Aser, two brises. Lokasha, it depends on the ingredients. Two types of vatika. Hada avdi b'mishcha u'milcha, hada avdi b'mayiv u'milcha. Depends if you made it with oil and salt, or you made it with water and salt. So if you made it with oil and salt, Rashi says that's mei peiris. Mei peiris is ein machmitzin. And therefore it's going to be okay. Hada avdi b'mayiv u'milcha, that's going to be salt and water, that's not going to be okay. The Ritva here, again the Ritva, asks, he says, how could it be, so we say salt and salt and oil is going to be okay because it's mei peiros. But one second, the Ritva assumes, like many Rishonim, if you have mei peiros mixed with mayim, so then you don't say mei peiros in machmitzin. It's only if it's pure mei peiros do you say that it's ein machmitzin. But if it's mixed with water, so then it's not. It is machmitz. So ask the Ritva, isn't a melach a tolda of water? Doesn't salt come from the water? So therefore, wouldn't salt also cause, that's not considered mei peiros. So would it salt be considered like mayim and mei peiros? This wouldn't be pure mei peiros. So you should say it is a problem, this vatika. So the Ritva has three different answers. This, number one is that, no, two types of salt. The salt that comes from mountains and the salt that comes from water. He says, Yesh amrim dezeb emelach hanechsa min ahar. Avo melach hanasa min amayim, haru yu kamayim ba'asr. In achinami, salt water will be usr. That would not be called mei peiros, but salt from mountains would be okay. Yesh amrim, he says, maybe here it's such a tiny drop of water, it's not considered mei peiros. And it's not considered water. And number three, v'achirim pirshu d'b'chol milcha mayri. It's talking about all salt, but what you did here is you mixed the oil first with the wheat, if you and the grain. If you mix the oil and the grain first and then add in the salt, then the salt is not going to be powerful enough to be machmitz. This relates, the whole idea that the Ritva is assuming that water is somehow connected, salt is connected to water, relates to a Gemara that we had in Masechta Shabbos, when we spoke about Ma'amer. We spoke about Ein Ma'amer Ela B'Gdula Karka. The Gemara there spoke about retrieving the salt deposits from the ocean, from the areas where the salt gathered. So the Gemara there had a machlokas whether you say ma'amir, the malach of gathering, by non-gudul karka. The Gemara assumed there that salt was not gudul karka. It just happened to be there, but it was not. The Ritva is assuming that salt would have the same halacha as mayim. That was the assumption of his question. Okay, so those are different ways to get out of that problem. Out of the two types of salt, I guess, according to the Ritva, one is machmitz and one causes leavening and one doesn't. I'm not sure which, how do the mitzvahs. Amar Mar Zutra, yeah. According to the Ritva, does the salt include water or is it just a tolta of water? It doesn't say it includes, though. It seems like, Hari Hu Kimayim. Is it because it has water inside of it? I don't know if it doesn't say beferish that it's because he has water inside of it. Maybe that's what he means. Because the salt has water inside of it, therefore it's going to add water. Sounds like he just says that it has the halacha of the water. Continues the Gemara, Amar Mar Zutra, second to last line. Lo limchi inish kedera bekimcha da avishna. One should not thicken their food, their tafshal that they have in their pot, with this type of kemach, which Rashi explains, it was already baked somewhat previously. Still, you're not allowed to put this wheat inside your tafshil. Why? Dibolo bashal shaper. Maybe it wasn't cooked fully. V'asil lechimitz is going to become the part that was not baked fully can become chametz. Amar Rav Yosef. Lo lichvedin is treichiti b'hadi adadi. One should not scald. Chole. We have to scald. You can't scald two stalks of wheat at once. Even though even beforehand we mentioned that scalding is okay, that doesn't cause chimutz. You can't do two stalks at once. Dilma az v'chad av yasva b'tzir d'chaverta. It could be that one of the stalks could get wedged into one of the cracks of the other stalk, and the scalding water will not enter and touch the whole area of each stalk. The water, the scalding water, won't touch each side of the stalk. And that area will not have the chalita on it, and that area has the potential to become chametz. That's why you have to scald each one separately. One should not scald two different stalks. Forget two different, I'm sorry, the previous one wasn't stalks, it was chiti, it was two wheat, two seeds. Now we're talking about stalks. One should have stalked two stalks at one time. Why? Because maybe the liquid, the moisture absorbed by one will go out from one and go to the other, and it might cause chimus in the other one. So I'm like, Rava, one second, Ihachi, if you're so worried about that, Abaya, filu chadanami, even by one stalk you shouldn't be able to do. It'll go in one side and into the other side. So if you're so worried about movement of the moisture, so even one you shouldn't be able to do. You should have to make him chitim. You shouldn't be able to do any stalks. So Elama Rava says, may peiros dinu, may peiros in machmitzin. Rava says, you don't have to worry about any of this. One stalk, two stalks, is may peiros anyway. It's not pure water. It is it's moisture that comes from the wheat. And therefore, may peiros is not machmitz, as we said. And Abaya himself was chozer bo from this chash that he had of the liquid going from one to the other. To call agav midalayu lo machamsi. And Abaya was moda that any time the water is in a flowing down position, it's not going to cause chimutz. And therefore, he's not going to be worried at going from one to the other. To Amar Abaya, where do we see that he was chozer bo? From the following. Abaya said, Chai chitzva da'avishna, this type of pitcher that they used to dry wheat in, sechifa shari, if it was upside down, sechifa means, Rashi explains, it's upside down, that it's facing down, and therefore, even if the wheat is going to be polate, spit out some moisture, it's going to flow down. Shari, it's not going to cause chametz. So you see that's what Abaya was moded to, that if it's going to be flowing down, it's going to be mutter. Zakifa aser, but if it's standing up straight, it's going to be aser, because then it's going to get caught, it's not going to be flowing down. That was Abaya, so you see he was chozer bo. Rava Amar Rava, even with the next step to say, Afilu zakifa nami shari, even if it's standing up, it's okay, because me peiros ninu, ume peiros ein machmitzin. Period. If you remember last week, we spoke on Daf Lamed Hey, a machlokas rishonim about mei perus. Does mei perus in machmitzin mean totally mutter? That was Shitas Tosva, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam had a version of that. The Rambam seemed to say, though, that once you add a little water, it's going to be a chiv karis, not just in a solav. And Rashi there was the one that Ashkenazic Minog is machmir for. Rashi says, mei perus in machmitzin still means it's still Issa Drabanan. So that's why the Minog of Ashkenazim is not to eat matzah ashira on Pesach. One of the rais that Tosva asks on Rashi is this Gemara right here. Because it sounds like Rabbi Matir's. It's not just no kares. It sounds like Rav Matir's from this Gemara. This is the Gemara, I think, that Tosas proves against Rashi. That is Alamed Heman Allah, the first skinny line, Alamed Heman Beis, the Kasha de la Kamandaf Mem, Maskinon, that this is going to be Mutter. But either way, Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi assumes it's a Machlokas Amorayim. What do you have here? Machlokas Abaya and Rava. So Rashi might say the whole Lach is like Abaya. I said one of the Alkagams. Okay, we're not going to get into that. But that is what the Pnei Yeshua says. Rashi has some wiggle room, because it's not a Mefurish, it is a Machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan. First part of today's Amud is more Lasisa and Chalita Sugyas, and we'll get a little bit lively a little bit later. It's lively now too, but Tanur Rabbanan. Ein losasin sa'orin bepesach. What does Allah be losis? Remember we had Lasisa, that meant a early stage of soaking the whole grains of the wheat in water prior to baking, very early. You soak it to get off the rest of some of the impurities to have the beautiful whole grain. It's a process that's done to make solas nikiya, beautiful, fresh, clean bread. So you're not allowed to be losei saorin, barley seeds, on Pesach. Vimliseis, and let's say you did soak these barley seeds in water, nisbaku, if they already started to crack open, asuros. So then they're asur. Why? Because those are the early signs of chimutz, and you're not allowed to partake of them anymore. Lo nisbaku mutaris, but if you took them out fast enough, and they're not cracking yet, so then they're mutter. Rav Yossi Omer, Shorin Bachomets. Rav Yossi says, well, I give you an eitzah, what to do? If they start cracking, Shorin Bachomets, throw some vinegar in there, Bachomets Somsan, and the vinegar makes them shrivel up, and it makes them stops the chimutz process. Omer Shmuel, ain't halacha like Rav Yossi. Shmuel says, we do not follow like Rav Yossi, either because vinegar does not do this, or because it's too late. It was too late, it already became chametz. Amr of Chisam Amar Ukva, Lonis Vaku Mamish, Bar Ukva has a chumra. Not only if they became cracked already, is it considered too late in their usur, El Akol She'ilu Manichra Piachafis, Venis Bakus Me'alehen, even if you would put these barley seeds on top of a barrel of wine, and the Reyach, the scent of the wine will cause them to crack open because they are so loose, they're on the verge. So that also is enough to say that it's already in the chimutz process and they're usur. Not only if they're actually cracked, but even if they would become cracked, if you'd put them in this situation. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, you don't have to be so machmir nisbaku mamish. Only if they're actually cracked do we say that they already have they're already in the chimutz process. But Shmuel uvda bedura de bebar chashu nisbaku mamish. Not only does Shmuel say it, he paskin that way. Shmuel was matir halacha lemaisa. It's a big mussar. A lot of times we can say something in the base medrash, but do we have the places to tell somebody it's mutter? I can say it's mutter today, but tell somebody it's mutter and act that way, that's an extra step. That's exactly what this Gemara says. Shmuel says, said it, and not only he said it, but he also paskin that way. As we mentioned from the beginning of Gemara, the beginning of Beitza, koach de hetera adif. In order to give a heter, you can discuss a heter, but to give a heter, you have to really know your stuff, as Rashi says in Beisa. Amar Rabba says, Bal Nefesh lo yosos. A Bal Nefesh shouldn't be loses. Rav Moshe Feinstein did not come up with this term. It's in the Gemara. A Bal Nefesh shouldn't be loses. What's a Bal Nefesh? So Rashi says, Bal Nefesh, chassid. What is this? The star on the side adds, Yerei Shamayim HaChored Al Nafsho. Al Nafsho is somebody who's going above and beyond. Little question exactly how to define it. I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Maharanach, who says, Mishu Baal Adon Al Nafsho HaBehemis. Moshe Barucho, a Baal over his Nefesh HaBehemis. That's the Baal Nefesh. Somebody who's Moshe, somebody who is wants to go above and beyond. So Rabbi says, a Baal Nefesh shouldn't be Loses. So Gora says, my are you Baal Nefesh? Avila Kuli Amanami. What do you mean? We just said before that Lasisa causes Chimus. So it's not just the Baal Nefesh here, it's anybody. Tanya in Loses or Bepesach. We just said above that you're not allowed to be Loses barley seeds. So Achikamar, you're right. We're not talking about barley seeds. Baal Nefesh Afil Chitin, the Sharibe Lo Yosos. A Baal Nefesh shouldn't even do Lasisa to wheat seeds, not just barley seeds. Wheat seeds, you might have thought, are mutter, because they're harder. Still, a Baal Nefesh shouldn't be doing that, because that's an extra chumrah. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to Rabba, who just says you shouldn't do lasisa to the wheat, ma detzayis le la'abba, whoever listens to Abba, which is a reference to Rabba, whoever listens to Rabba, achol namadi pusha, is going to eat stale bread all Pesach, stale matzah. Why? Because you're not going to do lasisa. Lasisa is what makes it nice and tasty, and whoever listens to him is going to be eating stale bread. Dehad bei Rav Huna lasisei, bei Rav Baravin lasisei, all of my yeshivas, my Rebbeim yeshivas, they did lasisa. You don't have to worry about that chumrah. And they're Bali Nefesh too. So that's why you don't have to be worried about it. So that is what Rav Nachman says. So far we have Rabba, who says, we're going to have three shitas, maybe even more. Rabba, who says, it's mutter meikar hadin, but a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. Rav Nachman says, it's totally mutter. L'chor, even a Baal Nefesh doesn't have to be machmir. He quotes his Rebbeim. Now we have the other third shita, Rabba Amar, Aser Lilsos. Rabba says, it's Aser, not just Baal Nefesh, but it's Aser for anybody to be Loses, to soak the wheat seeds in water. But what about the earlier Bryson which said you can't be losi saorin? Saorin udulo hachiti shari. It wasn't that meant to be mashma that only barley is a problem, but chiti is not a problem. So Rabba says, lomi boy kamar. No, it's a lomi boy. It's a not only Bryson. Lomi boy chiti, not only wheat. Kivant is bait sira aili buhumaya, not only wheat, which since it has cracks, the water might enter into it, and that's why you have to be worried about it. But the chiddush is afal sari the shei, even barley, which are smooth, they don't have cracks, they're softer, but they don't have cracks. So ima shaper dami, you might say you're allowed to be loses the saorin kamash malan. That's why the chiddush is even saorin, but really chitin are also aser. So we have three shitas about being loses wheat. Hadama Rava, but then Rava was chozerbo. Rava, who said usher, was chozerbo to say mutter. We're going to see he was chozerbo twice. So this is the first time he was chozerbo. Hadama Rava mutter losos. The Tanya, because it says yosef pas nekia bahadra. You're allowed to use, we had this earlier, you're allowed to use pas nekia, clean bread bahadra, v'yefshe nekia below lasisa. And lasisa is what makes it pas nekia. That's what makes it nice and clean and beautiful. So that's what it must be. Rava says it's mutter losos. Ace for a Papa Rava, so a Papa asks Rava Akasha, after Rava says that it's mutter, Hakamachim Asalasal Shal Nachrim. If you have the flour and the dough of Nachrim, of non Jews, are they Tame or Tahar? Shall Kfarim Tahorim, the dough and the flour of the villagers, they are Tahar, because we assume what? The Gemara assumes, because we assume they do not do Lasisa, they're villagers, they're not so fancy, they don't do Lasisa, therefore this flour never came in contact with water. If it never came in contact with water, it was not Hokshal Kabal Toma, and therefore it's Tahar. So that's what the Brisa says. So you see, something. So, by the firm it's tar because lasisa wasn't done, but it still calls it soulless. That's going to be the diak of the brisa. It still calls it soulless. So the proof is going to be, you're going to have something called soulless, beautiful, fine flour, even though the lasisa wasn't done. So therefore he's asking, how could you prove from the previous line of Yosef and Pastakia that lasisa was done? Maybe it's called Pastakia or soulless, even without lasisa being done. The shel krach et temeyin, but the city doughs of the non-Jews, you consider tamei because you assume the lasisa was done. Dikfar my time alav. Now we just explain what we said. Why by the villagers? Why isn't it tamei? Mishub delo lasisa. It must be they don't do lasisa. Vikakari le solas, and it's called solas. So my answer is terguma akimcha. No, the kfarim line is only referring to the kemach. It's only referring to that flower. But the word soles will not be used if lasisa wasn't done. And Tosfos in the little Tosfos points out. So what do you have kemach in there for? So it must be, what do you have, I'm sorry, what do you have soulless in there for? What's that word soulless teaching me? So it's always Tame. He chose, it just says you just have to read it. The Kvachin is going on the Kfarim, and the Slasos is going on the Krachin. So you just have to read it like that. That's what the Brisa means to say by Targuma Akimcha. Basar Danafik. So that's what Rava answered Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, how can you be bedaik anything from that Brisa? So Rava answered him, no, it's Targuma Akimcha. So then Basar Danafik, after Rav Papa left, after Rava left, Omar, Rav Papa says to himself, ah, my time alo emileha. I had a better kasha for him. Sometimes we remember things after the shir. Like, I wish I would have asked him from this. I have a better kasha for him. Meha from the following. Damer abzeira mevir mia amar shmuel. Chitin shal menachos in losus in osam. Vikagari lo huzoles. The wheat of menachos, certain carbonos mincha, you don't do lesisa, and it calls it soles. All those carbon minchas are called soles. So I should have asked him from there, but he didn't get a chance. But hadar marava. Afterwards, Rava, remember, Rava started off by saying it was Aser, then he went to say it was Mutter, and now he goes to say it is Mitzvah Lelsos. Not just Aser and Mutter, but he's come full circle. It is a Mitzvah to do Lesisa for your Matzah. Shnei Amar, what's the Makar that it's a Mitzvah to do Lesisa? Ushamartem Esa Matzos. You shall guard your Matzah. Elo Deboy Lesisa Shimalamai. So says the Gemara, if you wouldn't be doing, says Rava, if you wouldn't be doing Lesisa, so what are your guard, what is the Torah going out of its way to say you have to guard? Can't be say you have to guard from chametz. That's by definition. You have to guard from chametz. So you're not allowed to eat chametz. So of course you have to guard from chametz. What's the extra shimur that's required by the Torah? It must be by the early stage. An early stage, even before the kneading, very early, which is lesisa. That's what it must be referring to. Because the Gemara Rava says, ishimur delisha, if it's so just shimur of regular lisha of the kneading, shimur delisha lav shimuri. That's not called shimur, number one, because that's obvious. And number two, we have a diuk from a statement of Rav Huna. To Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, "Betzeko shal nachrim." If you have the doughs of nachrim of non-Jews, ma'adam m'mali kreso mehen ubevache yochel kizayis matzah b'achrona. You're allowed to eat as much as you want of the doughs of the non-Jews. Remember, there's no pasakum here because you're going to bake it, right? They can make the dough, but if they're going to, and as if you have them, and just Rashi adds that you see from the dough that they're not chametz yet. You could tell there are no cracks in there, so you know it's not chametz yet. So you're allowed to eat as much as you wanted them on Pesach. You just can't use it for the mitzvah. Ubilvach yochal kezayis matzah b'achrona. You have to eat a matzah, a kezayis and matzah at the end. Rashi explains why at the end, because matzah zechel kamen Pesach al matzah zemorom yochlu hu, and you have to eat the Pesach al hasova. As a shemsay that we'll discuss at length in the future in the coming prakim. So because of that, you have to eat that at the end. So that's a hilchas Pesach issue. That last one, b'achrona in berishon alo, only at the end and not at the beginning. But my time, why are you not allowed to use the betzekos of nachrim for the mitzvah of matzah? Right? Aren't you? Why don't you take it and you're going to bake it? And you're going to bake it l'shei mitzvah matzah. And you're going to shape it. And you're going to put it into the oven l'shei mitzvah matzah. So why isn't that enough shimur? Let me shum de lo avet bu shimur. Isn't it because you needed shimur earlier? And therefore, so Rava says, why can't you just do shimur from right now where you pick up the process? It must be, says Rava, that it's too late, that you need shimur even earlier, which is my raya, that you need lasisa done by matzah. You need a shimur at an earlier stage of the production, and that is by lasisa when you first have the whole grains and you soak it in water. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, umimai. 1 second, how is that a raya? You got it when it was dough already. So before you got it, you don't have to go all the way back to Lasisa. There's, what about needing it? That also might require shimur. There's no right for Lasisa. Dimashani hasam. To be the drach is l'shimur, love l'shimur. No, the problem is because here it's too late because you even missed other parts. You missed the kneading. But if you kneaded it properly and you guarded it for the whole time, this would be enough. It's just that here you missed the lisha too. It's not that you don't need, you missed the lisha too. The season's even earlier. So therefore, there's no raya from that pasuk that you would have to do lasisa. And just to finish up, afilo hachi, even though there was no raya from there, he did not back down from his opinion. Lo hader be rava. Rava was not choser bo that you have to guard it from a very early stage. To amalu lahani de mahafchi kifi, because he told those people who gather the grains in the field, the bundles, ki mahafchisu hafichu l'shum mitzvah. That's our girsa. Be mahafichet l'shem the mitzvah of matzah. See very early. Al maksavar shir mei kara mitchas matzofa be'ina. You have to do it very early. Period. Yeah.
So when you're preparing the wheat, so the Rava says you have to do
l'sisa. Rava says you have to do l'sisa. You have to make sure it doesn't become chametz.
So isn't that
poshut
also?
So is it after Tosfos Harash? Just the Rava says, one second. The Tosfos Harash says, Rava is getting that you need shimur. You need the pasuk that you need shimur, and therefore it must be you have to do lasisa. One second. You need shimur, and therefore you should put yourself into a dangerous situation to be able to have to guard if it become a chametz. If you need shimur, wouldn't you say don't do lasisa? Stay out of the Makam Nisayon? We usually say we don't like to go into Makobas of Nisayonos. So wouldn't that make more sense? Ushvartim as a matzos. Don't even do Lasisa. Wouldn't that be more a better way of understanding the Pasuk? So says the Tosfos Harash, no, you have to add a little line in. Ushvartim as a matzos, Rava understands that the Torah wants you to have beautiful, clean matzos. Soless, pasnikia for matzah. It wants you to have the fanciest, the best, not fancy, as we said the other day, you can't have fancy matzahs, but a clean, clean matzahs. So if you want clean matzahs, so obviously you're going to have to do lasisa. Once that's true, that's what the Torah is referring to, shmarta mesa matzahs. You have to guard the matzahs, guard the beautiful matzahs. How do you guard beautiful matzahs? It must be that lasisa is done. But again, you have to answer that kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Shmarta mesa matzahs, you should stay away from it. So that's how you have to answer it. He understands the pasuk as it's telling you you have to guard the special, beautiful matzahs, and that's only done if you do lasisa. You have to put yourself into a situation and then guard that it doesn't happen. The Bali Musar talk about this a little bit. You have to have the. You can't just like forget about chametz. You have to have the potential in front of you and then smash it. Right? It's like the chametz is the Eitz Hara. You got to take it and smash it. Doesn't mean you should go to Mekomos of Nisyonos. But at least here, that's the message. Yeah.
Maybe that's why
put mutter in mitzvah, because you can't just be mutter. If it was just mutter, it would be aser. Right. So that's why maybe he switches from mutter to mitzvah. And just one other point, and then I'll take the question. The issue of the betekos of nachrim all brought up here. The betekos of nachrim you're not allowed to use for your mitzvah matzah. The Rush here quotes three or four shitas of the Gaonim. What happens if a non-Jew is working in my bakery, and I'm standing over him and saying to him, to have l'shem mitzvah matzah, but I'm not doing it. Let's say I don't want to get involved, my hands are dirty, let's say I'm older, I can't move so well. So they're doing it, putting it into the oven, out of the oven, and I'm over them the whole time. L'shem mitzvah matzah. So is it okay? So you go to Machlokas Gaonim here. Rav Haigo says that's okay, but other Gaonim do not agree. The Sheiltos says not. If you look here in the Rush, in Simon Chavav, he quotes all the different opinions, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, beginning of Tough Samach, Ein Lashin Matzahs Mitzvah, V'lo Ofin, Alsa, Al Yidei Einu Yehudi, V'lo Al Yidei Chereshot Devakatan. Gotta try to do it through a Jew. V'hiskimu, the Mishnah Berurah adds, V'hiskimu Harbe Poskim, and he quotes some of the Rishonim on our daf, Da'afilu Yisrael Omid Al Gabon, U'ma'asi Rashi Yechadu L'Shem Mitzvahs Matzah Gamkin Lo Mahani, V'ini Yosei Yechavaz Afilu B'diyeved, V'yesh Bina Poskim, Rav Haigon, Shemekilin Be'omid Al Gabon, U'ma'asi Ran, Sheyechadu Bas Yosei L'Shem Matzah, D'Oz Amrina Nadati D'Yisrael Avid, because you might say that's enough, that's good to Yisrael. The Kasua Bach, the Yishlis Bochalayuk, she Efshabidin Acher. The Tov she Yisrael Bach, we say him, Gamkin Ksas, you should help a little bit. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, even according to Rav Haigon, though, it's not enough that you say at the beginning of the process, have L'Shem Matzah's Mitzvah, and then you go get some lunch. Lo Yistav Asher Omer Lo Pam Achas, but it has to be Sheyasiru Bechol Shoah Alzeh, Shle Yasichu Daita Mizeh. So again, this comes up, this is the discussion, though, on our daf, because it comes up with the betekos of Nachrim. There is also just one other ha'ara that the Aruch HaShulchan makes on this Gemara. And that is, it says here that you can eat it on Pesach, but you can't eat it for the mitzvah of matzah. So it sounds like there's a difference between the first night, let's say the Shem Matzah mitzvah, and the rest of the nights. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Rambam does not quote this statement of Rav Huna. The Rambam does not quote it. Then he wonders why the Rambam does not quote the statement of Rav Huna. And he proves, in Siman Taf Nun Gimel, that this is a major machlokes in general when we talk about shmura matzah. There were machbet to use matzah shmura dafka for the Seder. That's what the Minhag Olam, many people are machbet. So he quotes, that's Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush, etc. But if you look at the Rambam in the Rif, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there are never any chilukim. You need shmura matzah all Pesach. Doesn't make any chilukim. Doesn't quote this Gemara this line of Rav Huna. The language of the Rambam is in Hey Tess. Lefichach, Abra Chacham, Ibsarach Adam Lizari Bedagat Sheochem Bemenu BePesach Shelo Yavo Olav Mayim Acher Shindiksar Ach Leyo Yehi Bo Shem Chimutz. But he says BePesach. Doesn't say anything about the first night. BePesach you need Shmira, right? So that's why he says Arach Hashulchan. If you really want to be Machbid, and this is what the Grad said, VeNimsa Dalacha LaMaisa The Misha Rotsa Lasi Shidichobas Matzah BePesach Karaui Soich Lechol Shmura Shenishmu Achitim Mishas Kzira LaChol Yemei HaPesach. Let's say you did das a rifa harambam v'hagaon ulavad zeh Right? He also put the gro with the Rishonim, not only us. The Aruch HaShulchan also did. Ulevadzeh, liksar mixas lishma, l'shem matzas mitzvah, etc., etc. Anyway, that's an important ha'ara to know, that the Rambam and the Rif don't seem to have any limit on shmur matzah, only the first night. For them, it's all up Pesach. Again, the Midrash Olam, many used to rely on the other Rishonim, but that's just an important machlokas to know about. I'm sorry. Yeah, Rabbi Nun, I didn't... What shimur? That's just an early stage when you're cutting and making the bundles. Rashi says when you cut, they're the ones that make the bundles, right? The last Rashi. Keep yeah. Ha'amrin, but kosher ha'amrin be most ha'cuts here. They're even, so it's just proving at a very early stage. That's obviously even before Lasisa. But that just shows you that Rava is Lashitaso. Right, so this is once it's Talush. Once it's Talush, it still shouldn't get in contact with any water. Last three words. Mar Barei D'Ravina. Man Katale Ime Ba'arvi. The mother of Marbury de Ravina used to put his wheat in special buckets in order to make sure that they had shimur. Okay? Next. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, if you don't have shmur matzah, lechora, yeah, you still have the kiyim. Some say the I don't know if the Aruch HaShulchan said or somebody else, that it's the gro l'shitaso. The gro who said that it's a kiyim of all Pesach, that's why l'shitaso, he says you have to have shmur matzah, you can be yotzi or chiyiv. Chora, it's a mitzvah, but I'm not 100% sure. Chora, it's not just not eating chametz. It's l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Hahu arva t'chiti, the tava b'chishta. There was a boat that was full of wheat, that the boat went down in Chishta, in the river Chishta. And shar yerava l'zvuni l'nachrim. When they got the boat up, it was still a little bit before Pesach, but there wasn't enough time Rava didn't allow the people to use this wheat because he assumed that it got so waterlogged that it already become chametz. So he told everybody to sell it to the Nachrim. Lechora, like Beis Hillel, who we had at the beginning of the second parak, which says that you don't have to destroy the chametz before Pesach, you just have to get rid of it, and selling it to a goy is a kiyum of Tashbisu. So he allowed them to sell it to the Nachrim. Esve Rabba Bar Levi Rabba, but 1 second, there's a problem. Beged Shover Bar Kilayim. We have a brisa which says a beged that there was a string of kilayim in the beged, and it was lost, and you don't know where it is. You remember that you had it, and then you can't find it anymore. So you're obviously not allowed to wear that beged because it has kilayim in it. But Hareza Loyim Kerei LaNachri, you're not allowed to even sell it to a Nachri because of the what? As we're going to say in a minute, because we're worried at the chashash that the Nachri is going to sell it back to a Jew, and then the Jew might come to wear it, he's not going to see the kilayim in it. V'lo yasav or medas l'chamar, and you're not allowed to even make it into a saddle for a donkey. What's the even? The even is usually, me'ikr hadin, you're allowed to sit on kilayim. As long as the kilayim doesn't go on you, you're not wearing it. Sitting on kilayim is okay. If you have a hard carpet, you can sit on the floor, the carpet's not, if you have a very fluffy, mushy carpet that you go in, so some poskim say, you may have to be worried, you have to check your carpets, because if you're sitting and it goes over your toes, so then it's somewhat of a chashash. Most carpets aren't that deep, you don't sink in so much, so that's why there's no hanas levisha. There's no hanas levisha there, so therefore it's not a problem. But here, it says the Gemara, you can't make it into a mardas, because maybe you'll switch it and you'll make it into a shirt. And you won't realize, and you'll be wearing kilayim. Aval osen oso tachrichin lemeis. We're going to talk about that, but you're allowed to use kilayim for tachrichin to wrap somebody that was niftar. So we'll get back to that line in a minute. So the Nachri, my time alone, says the Gemara, why can't you sell it to a Nachri? Lav mishum dehadim mazim liyisrael. Is it because Rav is going to sell it to a Jew? So to here, why did Rava allow them to sell this chitim that got all wet to the Nachri? Maybe they're going to sell it back to Jews and they're going to use it on Pesach. So says the Gemara, Hadam Rava, you're right, Rava was Chozerbo, Lizvinu Kava Kava Yisrael, Kihechit Akali Kami Pischa. You're right, he said, no, forget the Nachrim, sell it little by little, Kav Kav to each Jew, but so little that it for sure will be finished before Pesach. Period. Okay, a couple of important points to talk about. The Ron here, the Ron here in the back says, Begashav Bo Kilayim, why don't you say the principle of Bittel? Why don't you say the principle of bittul here when you have a kilayim and a beged? There's so much more. You know, even kilayah karim is 1 to 200. This is for sure more than that in terms of strings. So why does the principle of bittul apply by kilayim? So the Ran has an important ha'ara where he says, "Yim toma v'kivin sh'avad amaylo batil yishloma shiny kilayim dekivan she'ikur isuro b'ta'aroves lo batli." Kilayim is all about mixture. It becomes usher because of the mixture. So you're not going to say bittul works. Bittul works when you have something that's usher that folds into something that's mutter. But if it's all usher, if it's all about the mixture, so then the principle of bittul doesn't apply.
So
what?
So
Even a mashu, right? Even a mashu. I mean, this is a mashu. This is one string in the whole baguette. And then he talks to that eye. What about basav chalav? That's also bittel had a basav. That's also mishum the mixture. So he says maybe there because it's defined as bishul in the Torah. You need no sintam to be called bishul. To be called bishul. That's a separate din. But by kilayim, he says that's why bittel does not work. Number one. Number two. Rashi here says why can't you sell it to the guy? Because you're worried that he's going to sell it to the Jew. It sounds like from Rashi that this is an iser de rabbanon. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says lo harizalim pirdel nachri, beginning of the skinny lines. To hol in kilayim shabo nikarim asi lizvune haynachri lisrael v'lavish luhu v'lavadaitei. So it's asi liday. It sounds like we're talking about an iser de rabbanon. Fine. The Rush in Avodah Zarah, in the first perek, in the Lifnei Iver Sugyas, brings a raya from our Gemara that Lifnei de Lifnei is Asur de Oraisa to a Jew. The Gemara is there that talk about if you have two state, Lifnei below state, Michshol, and it's a Daraisa. But what if usually something is Lifnei de Lifnei? It's too much disconnected. It's not connected, you're not helping somebody do an Avera. It's Lifnei de Lifnei, it's two stages away. So the Gemara there seems to say that it's okay. So the Rush there has a Chiddush, he says it only applies by non-Jews, by not Lifnei Iver of non-Jews, giving them Eivor Benachai, etc. So that Lifnei de Lifnei is not Asa Daraisa. Says the Rush, but from our Gemara, Lo Yimkar Lanachri, that's an Issa Daraisa. Why? Because you're worried there's going to be a Lifnei de Lifnei of a Jew. And he brings the Raya from our Gemara. The Lifnei de Lifnei is an important halach lamaisa. The Lifnei de Lifnei is Asur de Oraisa by Jews. Number two. Number three is the big Tosus. Tosus Abo. You're allowed to use Tachrichim for a mace made out of Kilayim. He asked Tosus the Yimtomar, Bahayika Loig Larash. Loig Larash, you're making fun of the dead person, right? Of the Niftar. We know there's an halacha that you're not allowed to do mitzvahs. In front of a niftar, right? Because this, we're being mavaz of them. We're saying you can't do mitzvahs and I can't do mitzvahs. So loy larash. So how are we allowed to wrap them in kilayim? Is that in lecha loy larash goldo mizu? You're wrapping them. You know forevermore. They're going to be wrapped in kilayim. Terrible. Loy larash asked Tosfos. That's right. And we know that's why if you go to a cemetery, you have to put your tzitzis in. You can't wear tefillin, right? You can't do loy larash. You can't do mitzvahs in front of. Right? We had even in Maseches Brachas. You're not allowed to learn even within Dalan Amos. You can't learn within Dalan Amos of a Niftar. Only Tehillim. But not learning. And we had a Machlokas there. What about Dibre Chulin? Is that worse or is that better? Right? We had 2 days in the Gemara there in Brachas. But says the Gemara, Beperkat Chelas, it talks about how tzitzis, right? You have to put your tzitzis in. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Yom Rabbeinu Tam, sixth line. First answer. The tzitzis shkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. Maybe there's no general principle of loy l'rash. Only tzitzis. If you look, because some Gemara's only talking about tzitzis. Because tzitzis is shakal connected kol Torah kula, and that's a real loig larash. I'm wearing tzitzis and you're not, so that's a problem. Kach ika loig larash tfei. That's real loig larash. Ketamrin about tcheles, uzachartim is kol mitzvahs Hashem, malami sheshkula tzitzis connected kol ha mitzvahs. Problem is that other Gemara's mention other mitzvahs. Tfilin, and learning we had, if you assume it's the Isser of Talmud Torah. So there are other answers given. Tosfos in Nida Daf Samach Aleph, where this sugya also comes up, says maybe the only problem is Kilayim. The only heter is Kilayim, because Kilayim, part of the Isser of Kilayim, we spoke about this a little bit in the past, is Hanas Levisha. Hanas Levisha, you have to have Hana by the Levisha, that's why it's Usser. That's why we mentioned that it might not be a psikresha for those salesmen who go from town to town and wear all those Kilayim begadim, because they're already wearing something else, they're not really getting any Hana. It's not psikresha of wearing it, it's Hanas Levisha. So the Niftar is not getting any Hanas Levisha by this Kilayim. So maybe there's no Isser of Kilayim here. So that's the second approach by Tosfos in Nida. The Aruch Hashulch, the Aruch Laner in Nida, has a third answer. He says, "Lulei Dibrei Tosfos Hayinir Lani Asati L'Chalik." You know the difference is Ases and Los Ases. The Birkayev Shu Mitzvahs Los Ases Lo Shaych Loig LaRush. There's no Loig LaRush by Los Ases. Why? The Kam Chay V'Kiyai Gavne Ina Over. Even if he was alive at the time, he wouldn't be violating. Why? Kivet Shu Lo Lovei Shrak Lovshim Oso V'Hu Anus. Shelo yuchal aviro. He's onus. Somebody's putting something on him. So it's onis of a los ase. So he's going to be putter even when if he was alive. So that's not loig larash. But avalin ye mitzvahs ase the tzitzis. But regarding the mitzvah of tzitzis, avagav delo shayach etzlo shehu over ba'ase. Even though he's not violating any ase, but still he sees the opportunity in front of him that he can't do. May high time of the onusu become makam shayach loig larash kivin demaran lushu lo yachal azakos od b'mitzvot. Said the Rechon Eir, maybe ase and los ase. And I saw up. Quoted the quote of Shimon Meshach Chachma. I looked for it in the Makar. I couldn't find it last night. Maybe it works with how some Akronim explain the difference between Ases and Los Ases. How Ones affects Ases and Los Ases. We spoke about in the past that Ones might affect different types of Ases differently. But maybe one can say that by an Ase, you're Ba Ones. So okay, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't hold you accountable. What can you do? It's oneis. So you didn't. So you didn't do it. So that's what we're gonna say. That's loy l'rash because he didn't do the mitzvah. Even if he was ba'oneis when he was alive, he still didn't do the mitzvah. Mashiach by a losa say if you do a losa say a ma'is avir ba'oneis, maybe that avira isn't even mitzuref to you. It's not called your ma'is avira. It's not matziaches to you. So that's the difference between that says and losa says. That's the beer of the Arach Lanair. By losa says there's no loy l'rash because even if you would do it, if you before doing your life, that's not mitzuref to you. It's not considered your ma'is avira. So that's why there's no loig l'rash there. Mashiach by ases, so we don't hold you accountable, but still, you still didn't do the mitzvah. So if you didn't do the mitzvah, there's still loig l'rash. That is what Tosfos suggests. But again, we assume it's by all mitzvahs. Yeah. Are we know bedafka to do what? Kilayim, I don't think we're bedafka. We do. Tosfos is it at the end. That's what we're going to talk about now. Tosfos at the end of Tosfos umasha masirin. See, where it's about 2 lines up from where the Mishnah starts. Umasha masirin is about azabi talisol shalmeisim. Nowadays, I think the minhag is to passel the talis. Passel the talis before you put it on. So what do you mean? Isn't that similar? That's like a loig l'rash. So what happens? You know, your dafka not allowing them to wear it since is. Aha, we're so mech on what it says in Maseches Smachos. Abba shol v'bin nesiv l'ban of kavru tachas makalos v'shalaba v'tiru t'chiv v'pral yoni. Take off my tchelas. So you see, we rely on Maseches Smachos. And here Tosva says, tchelas. Right? So the Tosfos here is an important principle. Ubekam dvarim anu somchin al svarim chitzonim umanichin gemara shalanu. Says the Tosfos, sometimes you find a stira, a machlokas between Shas, Bavli, and the Mesechos Ketanos. Svarim chitzonim, he doesn't here mean real svarim chitzonim, like Sefer Chashmonaim. He means here that the svarim chitzonim, all those Mesechos at the end of Mesechos Avodah Zarah. Mesechos Machos, and Derech Eretz, and Mesechos Kala, and Avos Rabbi Nasan. So all those, he says, sometimes you find stiras, like here. Here it says Loig L'Rash, Mesechos Machos says, that's the Minhag, so we follow that. And he quotes two other examples. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbos? Do you read the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, or do you read one of the Gimel de Paranusa? So Tosfos says, for the Shabbos, Maftir Chachecha Moadecha Dan Chazon Yishayahu, Yonah Maftir Nashamayim Kisi. We don't do either, right? So we do Tosfos and Megillah there, points out a different one. But we do the second of the Shivetz, the Shalosh de Paranusa, says regarding that Haftorah, you know, we go against Shas. And then he quotes on Atinus, Ar Menegas Tolain Bayachal on Atinus. Even though if you look at the Gemara Megillah, he's supposed to read the Brachas and the Klalos of Harigrizim and Harevo. So he says, sometimes you find that we follow one of those Mesechus Tanos against Shas. So you find that. Who wrote those? They're from the Tanaim, I think. From the Maseches Ketanos, I think it's from the times of the Tanaim, but I'm not sure the author. Yeah. Tchelos is an integral part of the mitzvah.
So how do you know that if you don't have it, you still
do it? How do we know? Because Chazal told us that it's not ma'akev. Tchelos and ma'akev is a love, and the Mishnah says in Menachos that if they're not ma'akev each other, even though the mitzvah b'shleimusa is with wearing tchelos, obviously mitzvah b'shleimusa is wearing tchelos. How can you put a talis on to begin with? That's the minhag. Again, a lot of this is based on minhag. The minhag is to wear the wrap in the talis. Maybe it's the kiyum of the mitzvah that you've done all your life. But again, I don't know exactly. Again, a lot of this is minhag. Okay, let's, yeah.
Does anybody suggest that the shatnez has tchelos on it? Because if it had tchelos on it, you can wear
shatnez. Right, if you have tchelos on it, you can wear shatnez. Again, in the ultimate, in the Bizman HaMikdash. Again, I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody. Okay, let's continue. Continues the Gemara. Tani Rabbanan. Ein mol in a kedera be Pesach. You're not allowed to add flour to a kedera on Pesach. V'harosa sheyim lo. And if you want to, nosin is a kalach v'achach, nosin is a chometz. Right after you put the flour in, put vinegar in. Because that'll make sure it doesn't become chometz. V'yesh omrim, af nosin is a chometz, v'achach, nosin is a kamach. And some say you can even do it in the opposite order. First put the vinegar in, and even though the vinegar is going to become somewhat diluted after you put it into the pot, you might say it loses its koach to prevent the chometz. No, it's good enough. Man yesh omrim, who is the one that says that chometz is still powerful even if it's in the pot first? That's Rabbi Yehuda Titzan, like we had the Mishnah in Shabbos. If you have a pot, if you have a kli rishon that you took off of the fire and it's still boiling, you're not allowed to put tavlin spices so that it can get cooked easily. You can't put it into that pot, even though it's off the fire, because we paskin kli rishon is mevashal mida oraisa, even if it's still boiling hot, even if it's off the fire. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put anything into a kli rishon that's burning hot off the fire. But you can't put tavlin into a ka'ara or a tamchui, meaning a kli sheni. Shini, if you poured it, you didn't just take the Kli Rishon off the fire, but you poured it into another container, so then you're allowed to put it in to these Kli Shenis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lakolunos, and Rabbi Yehuda points out that says, you're allowed to put them into any Kli Sheni, chutz, except for Midavar Sheishmo Chometz Vesir, something that has vinegar or fish brine, because that could cook. Those are cooking elements, agents, even in a Kli Sheni. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is the author who says that vinegar, even if it's in the pot first, can cause cooking, can cause, it still has strength. So too, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that you can put the chometz in first and then the flour, and it still will prevent chametz. But Nukma Rabbi Yossi, why do we say that it has to be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Why can you say it's like Rabbi Yossi? The Tanya, as Rabbi Yossi said on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shoron v'chometz v'chometz somson. Right, if you have this dough that started cracking, you could put vinegar in, and vinegar will make it stop becoming chametz. The Gemara said, no, maybe it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Kias ben leiler Rabbi Yossi. When did Rabbi Yossi say that vinegar works? Hanimila disabeini, where it's vinegar alone, plain vinegar. Avalei de tarovas blow. Who says vinegar works to stop the chimus in a mixture in a pot? So therefore, we're not sure that it could be Rabbi Yossi. Period. Ula Amar, just one ha'ara, what we just said. Tosfos here, the Rascal Ilfis, talks about what we discussed also in Masechta Shabbos. That's the issue of Irui. Irui. We know that Kli Rishon is Mavashel Midaraisa. Kli Sheni is Eino Mavashel. Me'ikar Hadin. Tosfos on Daf Mem. Hey, Daf Mem. Daf Mem Imsachim. Daf Mem in Shabbos. Tosfos Imsachim. In Shabbos, Daf Mem Abayz explains Kli Sheni Eino Mavashel because Defanos Makaros. It's in the state of getting cooler, and therefore, for whatever, even if you want to say Kli Sheni can be hotter than a Kli Rishon, we pass in Kli Sheni as Eino Mavashel Me'ikar Hadin. We are Machmir because of the issue of Kali Bishel, because we don't know Kali Bishel are even cooked in a Kli Sheni. We don't know what Kali Bishel are Bismanazem, so we try not to put anything into a Kli Sheni that has not been cooked yet. But that is the issue of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. But what if you have in between? Pouring from a Kli Rishon onto a Kli Sheni. Irui Kli Rishon. So what's the halacha? So Tosfos there quotes, I think the Tosfos is on Daf Mem Beis, three shitas, and the Rishonim. Is Irui Kli Sheni Mavashel like a Kli Rishon? Is Kli Kli Sheni not Mavashel because it's like a Kli Sheni because it's already left the airspace of a Kli Rishon? Or do you say the middle approach, which we paskin? Irui Kli Rishon is Mavashel Kidei Klipa. Is it Mavashel just the edge, the outer surface? So Tosfos here is the same exact Tosfos as in Masechta Shabbos, and that is, what could you be medayik from this Mishnah? Because it says you can't put something into a Kli Rishon. So the first line is Mashma, but Irui Kli Rishon would be okay. Right, because it's only an actual Kli Rishon is Aser. But the second line says you can put it into a Kli Sheni. But then maybe you're Medayik that, but Irui Kli Rishon would be a problem. So Tosfos says you can't prove anything from this Mishnah, because each line of the Mishnah, you could prove, you can be Medayik something else. But either way, those are the three Shitas, which comes up all the time. This Irui Kli Rishon comes up all the time. That's the issue of, right, taking water directly out of an urn. That's Irui Kli Rishon. That's why we're Machmer. We try not to put the tea bag in right there, right? If you rely on Ramosha's Kli Shlishi, you gotta use two cups. But that's the issue of Irui. Ula Amar, Ula says, Echazeb Echazeb Aser. Ula says, what are you getting yourself into this situation? You can put the vinegar in first, last. Don't do it, says Ula. What are you doing? Aser, don't do it. Why? Mishum, as we say, he gives a mashal, Lech Lech Amrina L'Nazira, we tell a Nazir, take a walk, Schar Schar L'Karmelo Sikrav, take a walk, but when you see a vineyard, walk all the way around. Take the long way around, because don't even go near the vineyard. Right? Take precautions. Don't put yourself in situations which could cause problems. So that is similar here. Ula says, what are you doing by putting the flour in the vinegar? Don't do it. You know, it's better not to. Interesting. I saw this Gra quote in two places. Rav Yosef in Pirkei Avos on Asus Siag LaTorah. He quotes that Reb Leib Chassid Mitels asked the Gra that if you look in Shoft in Perak Yudalid, the story of Shimshon. Shimshon's going down with his parents to go find a wife. Vayerit Shimshon v'aviv v'imot Timnasa v'yevod Karmei Timnasa. They came to the Karem. V'hinei Kfir Arayo. There was a lion that Shoeg L'Grato. There was a lion coming in front of them. V'tizlag LaBruach Hashem, and the Ruach Hashem came on Shimshon and he destroyed the lion. V'lo higid la'aviv v'limo etasherasa. He didn't tell his parents what he did. And it goes on, and that's why nobody knew the riddle. As we know the story, and if not, we shall chazer it in Perak Yudalit in Shoftim. Asks the Rebbe Chassid to the Gra, he was taking a walk with his parents. What do you mean they didn't know? What do you mean he didn't tell his parents? What do you have to tell, they didn't have to tell his parents for? What do you mean he was walking with his parents? The Pasuk previously said that. So the Gra said, number one, be medayik, says the Gra. V'dikfir arayot shoeg likra to, not likra tam. The lion was only coming to him. What happened? Wasn't he walking with his parents? Argamar, says the Gra. It said they were going to Karmei Timnasa. They were going to the vineyard. Going to the vineyard, he obviously had to go around. He couldn't stick with his parents. He was a Nazir. He had to go around. That's why he was alone. That's why the lion only came to him. And that's why he didn't have to tell his parents. That's the Gra. Okay, that's what, based on Argamar, tell a Nazir, you have to walk around. Rav Papa. Rav Papa Shari Leila Burda Ki Debe Reish Galusa. Rav Papa allowed the bakers of the Reish Galusa, Lemimche Kedera Bachasise, to mix their kedera with chasise, is this type of flour. He allowed them to put them in. Amar Rava, Ika the Shari Ki Milsa. Is there anybody who would matter such a thing? But Dukta the Shrichi Avdi, where there is a place where the Avadim are so Shriach, and Rashi explains, you're going to allow that? How could you allow that? That's one version. Ikadami Rava Gufa Machin the Kid of Chasise. The other version said, no, he himself did it. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the second to last line, Rabbi Engel says, on the line that says, how could you allow them to do this? So just like we had at the beginning of the daf, we had the Shurim Sinai Malacha had a smach for the Migah of Gebrux. So Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes this line of Rava, and he quotes, Umikant smach luchumras. He says, this was Mikra, it didn't seem to be Mutter, but he was Machmir. Why? Because it was Shrichi Avde, and then Rav Yosef Engel adds, 100 years ago. Uba avonosenu, bedoros halalu, lo yadanu im tovim anachnu me'avadim hagruim shalahem. Right? Do we know that if we're better than their avadim, bisman hagamara? See the way he says again, the beginning of the daf, the end of the daf, these are the two different smachim to ramazim to the minhag of matzah shiruya, of not eating a brox, which comes up more tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow on Amud Aleph. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we will continue. Today's year was Zecher Nishmas, Sarah Shendel Bas Menachem Mendel Chaim, and Harav Michal Shimon ben Yaakov.